No matter what you do today, you mess things up. We've all had days like that. Oh my gosh, you just want to go back to bed. Well, Jonathan wrote a funny poem about a day that never seems to quit. He wanted to quit, and he did. He went to the beach, laid in a hammock, read a book, and the next day was beautiful for him. In the land of mishaps where chaos reigns supreme, there lived a soul in a comedic dream. From dawn till dusk, with each step and each stride, this poor hapless fellow couldn't catch a good ride. He woke up to find his alarm clock had died and stumbled out of bed with his eyes still so wide. His coffee machine decided to take a break, leaving him caffeineless for goodness sake. Out of the door he went, but oh, what a sight. His pants had a tear, his shirt was too tight. He hailed for an Uber, but they all passed him by. Seems like even taxis wanted to see him cry. At work, his computer decided to glitch, and his boss threw a mighty big pitch. Your report's due today. Where's it at, my friend? But his files were all lost. It was nearing the end. During lunch, he ordered a sandwich so nice, but they forgot the meat and loaded it with rice. He tried to call home to share his sad plight, but his phone, in its wisdom, chose to take flight. On his way back, he slipped on a banana peel and ended up in a fountain with a splashy appeal. People laughed and pointed as he tried to stand, but fate had other plans. You see, it had a hand. And as the day dragged on for him, with each passing hour, he couldn't help but feel like a lost flower. But in the end, as he reached his front door, he chuckled and thought, well, what a day, what a chore. For in the chaos and mess, there was laughter too, and amidst all the mishaps, he found a breakthrough. No matter what life throws, he just laughs and says, bring it on, universe. I'm going to tackle it my way. Hey, thanks for listening. Jonathan, we've all had days like that where it just doesn't pay you to get out of bed. But I'm so glad the next day was beautiful. And thank you so much for sending in that wonderful story about just digging in and keeping your head down and nose to the grindstone. And things worked out at the end. There's a story to tell and there's a lesson to be learned. Hey, by the way, if any of you listening today have a story, an adventure, or a poem that you'd like to share? Well, we'd like to hear from you. Send it to us at CostaRicaGoodNews@gmail.com, and we will share it with all who care to listen. Today, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. We're going to be here tomorrow, and we hope you are as well.